Well, the work I do is fairly broad, and as a general guideline, what we're trying to do is better understand how genes work in plants. And the working assumption is that genes interact with each other in predictable ways. So we want to use that knowledge to develop new crops, new varieties for different environments or different markets, if you like. So the key outcome of all this work will be new varieties of crops, and these crops are crops like wheat, which are for human consumption, but they're also forage crops for the dairy industry, for example. And the idea is the future will be a different to how it is now. There will be different environments, climate may change, nutritional requirements may shift according to market demands, and we want to provide farmers with new varieties of crops to meet these demands, to better feed more people, but also to change the type of feed that we provide for people or livestock. I think in general terms it's focused on agriculture, so the benefit there is for productivity, so that farms can survive and meet the challenges of the future, and linked to that is food for people or for livestock, and ultimately that's really for people, so it's our consumption, which is for Australians, but it's also for people outside the country because it's really a global industry.